Yeshiva Rabbi last week when I noticed that Rebbe was still here, and reminded me of a beautiful story about Rav Sholem Shvadron and Mrs. Zalman Meltzer. The story goes that Rav Sholem Shvadron was giving a Musar Shmuz, and he decided that there was a particular inyan that he needed to speak very strongly to the Kehillah about something that they were weak in. And as he was speaking, in the middle, Rav Issa Zalman Zatzal walked in. So Rav Sholem later said that he was Mesupik, he should continue saying Musar. So he figured that Rav Issa Zalman's going to sit and learn. He realized that the Musar he's talking to the Balabatim, he's not talking to Rav Issa Zalman. So Rav Sholem Shadron said that afterwards, the irony is that the only one that came over to him and said to him, "Thank you very much. The Musar that I got was the Musar that, and I need to work on it," was Rav Issa Zalman. And Rav Sholem was thinking that he should stop right then and there. Derech Agav, it happens to be that the only person, no Talmud came over after last 2 weeks ago's Musar. The only one that came over and said something and added to the Musar was Rebbe himself. So that's. Two weeks ago, we spoke about Flat Stanley. And when we spoke about Flat Stanley, we spoke about individuals that are two-dimensional, and there's a third dimension. They're going through life with a relationship of fear with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to something that could really embolden them in feeling his scarvos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Yom Noraim. Now Be'ezer Hashem, coming closer towards Yom HaDin, towards Yom HaKippurim, I hope that Be'ezer Hashem, the Talmidim, have the tshuka. They have the desire to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the back of our minds, we're past Flat Stanley, but there is probably, I could relate when I was your age, and to this day, there's something in the back of our minds that's saying before Yom HaKippurim, I'm going to do tshuva, and then I'm going to come back to the same averos. Aleph, mazeh shoveh. A Talmud might say, why do I have to go through it? I'm going to fall again. And Beis, and even more significantly, that I want to focus on Beis Hashem tonight, is how do we prevent that? How do we prevent that next year you're sitting Shana Bet, next year you're sitting Shana Gimel, next year you're coming back and as alumnus, and you're not in the exact same place? How now in the approach to tshuva? So Be'ezer Hashem, what I want to share with you tonight is something that's very special to our yeshiva, and that is Rav Katz Shlita gave a shmuz here in this Beis HaMedrash that directly addressed this issue. And when you hear Rav Katz, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, davening on Yom HaKippurim, maybe reflect not only on the beautiful tefillah, but also reflect on this beautiful idea. The Me'iri describes this. In the Chibur HaTshuva, the Me'iri says, V'zeh Hashav, Af al pi shemachshavtoi zaka v'nikiyah, Be'ez Tshuvaso. His approach to tshuva is pure. Ligmar l'bidaitel l'val Yosef yavor boichet v'avan. He's no longer going to sin. Nevertheless, kol ayomim yoshev be'saraso v'yidbar b'lalipo l'azov darko arol v'vilt yishuv v'derech Hashem. U'be'eish shalvaso, but when things become calm, it's the middle of the winter, it's the middle of the summer, yachzor l'suro v'yimrot. And here, notice the Mi'iri's words. V'zeh signon ra ma'ot. It's a very fascinating expression. Who knows what the word signon means? Signon is style. You know, there's some guys that dress with style, and there's some guys that don't. It's just, you know, it's an intangible. But the Miri says that you have a fellow, he does tshuva, his tshuva is entirely sincere, but his style is off. His style is off. Rav Katz Shlita asked a few years ago, what does Meiri mean? What does he mean that this guy, his style is off, and therefore he's going to fall again? What's the style? What's the appropriate style of tshuva? Rav Katz asked another question. In Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Ches, we have the ultimate expression of tshuva and kapara. We don't think about it because we focus on Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom HaKippurim davening. We said it tonight. As you're rushing into the Beis HaMedrash, V'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashchis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper and he doesn't destroy the hir bolo ha-shivapoi v'lo yoyir kol chamos. V'hu rachum. Where does that appear? It appears in Tehillim Ayin Ches. The expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving Klal Yisrael. But you know what happens further on? 10 psukim later, in describing Klal Yisrael as getting the ultimate kapara, Vayinasu Vayamru Es Elokim Elyon, Klal Yisrael returns, and they're once again Moreh. Rav Katz Shlita thought that there's a parallel over here between the Meiri and the psukim in Tehillim. You got someone who's sincere, and Rav Katz argued he was Medayik in the Meiri. You take a look, he'll get a kapara shlema. Matzah Yom HaKippur. His slate's going to be clean, but he's going to be in the exact same place Erev Yom Kippur next year. And it's because his style is off. And the Tehillim describes the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper. But he ends up 10 psukim later in the exact same spot. So what's the style? What's the right style? What's going on in the pasuk in Tehillim? Zokte Eilgim Misilis Yisharim Perik Dalit. Yesh Hatshuva Tinasein Lachotim B'Chesed Gomor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power of tshuva as in full chesed. How? Shetechoshev Akiras HaRotzon KeAkiras HaMaisa. That if you have Akiras HaRotzon, your desire for that Aveira is gone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as Akiras HaMaisa, as if that Maisa is gone. But notice, the Mesilas Yesharim says, the Akiras HaRatzon takes away the Akiras HaMaisa. But that's the Ratzon. Rav Katz pointed out there's one more very, very important pasuk in Tehillim. In Ayin Ches. It says, V'libam lo nachon imam. V'libam lo nachon imam means that their heart wasn't in the exact same place as that intellectual ratzon. The simplest English word that I could think of is that there was a certain passion that was missing. V'libam lo nachon imam. The person didn't want to do averas. He wanted to do mitzvos intellectually. But at the end of the day, the lev, the passion to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wasn't in the exact same place as the desire to be Oker Ara. We mentioned many, many, many times that the Torah Akdosha describes, I already said this year to the Shanabet boys, Loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Chazal say, ha'ayin roeh, Halev chomei v'aguf ose averos. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the body does averos. But in the Torah, it says it the other way. It says, v'lo sasuru, first it says the lev, and then it says the inayim. So Chazal describe what happens. Ha'ayin roe, halev chomei v'aguf ose averos. Yet the Torah, it's the opposite. It's achrei v'avchem v'achrei nechem. First the lev. And the answer is pashut. The answer is someone in his intellect could want that he's a Nayim B, a Nayim Taurus, but if he doesn't have the passion, he doesn't have the desire, if he's not consumed by his Ramachi Varmin Shisagidim, it's not going to last. And that's what Rav Katz said, the Pshat V'libam Lo Nachon Imo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a Kapara Gemura, Rav Katz argued. V'hu Rachum Yichat Beravon. But at the end of the day, if one, a person wants to be in a different place a year later, there has to be a distinct determination of that passion. I've told Talmidim many times a story of, you all know the story, Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had was a Chacham Mikol Adam, because there was two women who were fighting over a baby. So Shlomo HaMelech turned, said, you know what, let's cut the baby in half. So one mother said absolutely, the other one said absolutely not. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the one who said absolutely not, you're the mother. So they say that there was once a discussion in a European town. There were two girls that were supposedly engaged to the same boy. Each mother wanted the best boys in yeshiva. Those were the days that the mothers were looking for the best boys in yeshiva. Two girls, each mother says, my son is engaged to the best boy. So they went to the Rav. The Rav said, cut him half. One said, absolutely. The other one said, no, you give it to the other one. He turned to one and said, absolutely. He said, you're the mother-in-law. That phenomenon is a phenomenon that takes place where you have two different boys and two different metzias entirely. And they seem to pose in the exact same way. They say there was a boy that came to Reb Chaim with Shilas and Amuna. And Reb Chaim sat with him for quite a while. And there was another boy who came to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim wasn't interested in speaking with him. Reb Chaim's Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what's the difference between the two boys? One you sat and the other one you didn't. Chaim said a beautiful explanation in Yiddish. Reb Chaim said, I gotta say in Yiddish. He said, "Von akasha, there's zen in terutzim. For a question, there are answers. But for terutzim, there's zen in ish terutzim. But for answers, there are no answers." What Reb Chaim meant to say was that there was one boy, he really sincerely had questions in Emunah. The other boy, the questions in Emunah were terutzim for how he was behaving. For that, there's no response. For terutzim, there's no more terutzim. You can have two boys that present, that seem, and not only do they seem, they're really in the exact same place, intellectually. Intellectually, they're in the exact same place. Who here does not want Kapara Gemura by Lel Yom by Matzah Yom HaKippurim? Are you crazy? The Hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The sense of Tahara? There's no one here. You hear 9:45, you're crazy as it is. There's no one here who doesn't want that. But at the end of the day, the difference between two of those boys is whether Libam is Nachamima. Rav Katz went on to describe, take a look at Mesilas Yesharim, the passion of Le'is'aneg al Hashem, V'lenos Miziv Shechinasa. A person who has that passion, then it's an entirely different relationship with Kudsha Brichu. I'll go out on a limb, and I'll say that every single mikshah, every single time we fall, it's because there's a certain lack of passion that we have for that mitzvah. Go back to Losa Surah Vahtam Acharinechem. Is it because I don't want to see it? It's because it's not appropriate for my eyes? Or is it because I want to be in Isha Elohim? What's going on? Where is the battle taking place? Where is the focus? Is there a real passion? My brother Shlita said to me when we just came back, he had just come back from yeshiva. He said to me, Chaim, do you remember when we used to watch football together? I said, you notice that there are cheerleaders in the football game. He says, one thing is very interesting. He said, the players themselves, who are known to be menuvalin, did you ever see them looking at the cheerleaders? The answer is no. And the reason it's no is because that's not what they want to be focused on. They know if they focus for 4 hours, that's what they got to do. The passion is there in the game. They're not distracted. It's not because it's usher to look. It's because their tshuka is somewhere else. Their desire is somewhere else. Rabosai, why don't we want to speak Lashon Hara? Is it because simply Lashon Hara is wrong? Or is there a tshuka to have peh kadosh, the Rishonim describe, a peh of kedusha? If a person has a she'ifa for a peh of kedusha, it's an entirely different thing than trying to stop yourself from being nichshal in Isurim. No one here wants to be over on Bittul Torah. No one here wants to be over in Bittul Torah. The reason why we don't want to is because it's wrong? Because our parents sent us to yeshiva? Or is there something else that's at play? It's because we want to become Talmidei Chachamim. If you shoot for the stars, you're not only shooting to become great as a person, that is the way in which a person fights the Yetzer Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that we shouldn't be in the exact same place. That we should be zocha that this year a little bit more of libam nachon ima. That's the style Rav Katz said that we're talking about. A signon ramo is where a person is fighting the Yetzer Hara in an intellectual plane, but without the tshuka of lehenos miziv hashchina. Okay, I leave off with a question. What does that mean, lehenos miziv hashchina? Is it something that's really, really pleasurable to you? That's a hard question to ask yourself this Yom HaKippurim. But if we want to be zochet to a tshuva, shesignal tov ma'od, then it's a tough question that we need to ask ourselves. And we continue to grow together in this special Beis Medrash and this special yeshiva to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim to the Gula Shem.